Today's Mishnayos are Masechta Shviyos, Perikei Mishnah Gimel, and Perikei Mishnah Dalet. So the previous Mishnah, Perikei Mishnah Beis, talked about the halachos of luf. Luf is a type of onion that has very unique characteristics, and as a result, it has unique halachos as they relate to Shviyos. Now, the unique characteristic that Mishnah Beis was predicated on is the fact that people would take luf after it was fully grown, and they would store it in the ground. Because they stored it in the ground, there was a shaila, are you allowed to store it in the ground on Shviyos? Or maybe not, because maybe when you put the onion in the ground, it's going to look like you're planting the onion. Zireya is one of the malachas that are biblically forbidden for one to perform on Shviyos. As for that reason, maybe the Chachamim, Al Tzmar Asayim, would say, even for storage, is something you wouldn't be able to do. Mishnah Gimel is going to discuss a halacha related to luf that's based on a different characteristic of the luf. And that is that the luf apparently had a very strong root, to the point where the leaves of the luf, of that onion, can grow for a very long period of time. Meaning, it's possible that there's going to be alin, that part of them grew during Shviyos, and then part of them grew in the following year after Shviyos. Which means that when you look at the alin of the luf from a Kedusha Shviyos perspective, it is theoretically possible that you're going to have a leaf where part of the leaf will have Kedusha Shviyos and part not. The part that grew during Shviyos is subject to the laws of Kedusha Shviyos. The part that did not grow during Shviyos and grew in the year after, so that part is not going to be subject to the laws of Shviyos. And really, our mission is going to discuss what happens if you have luf and it's already the year after Shviyos, and you know for sure that some of these leaves grew during Shviyos. I'm the balabas, it's my field, now it's not Shviyos anymore, now I'm working, I'm doing what I have to do, my parents are not hefker anymore. Does that mean that I'm allowed to keep these ale luf for myself? Or do I have to cheshbin the fact that being that some of the alim grew during the Shemitah year, as a result, it's subject to the laws of Kedusha Shviyos, and as a result, they're not necessarily leaves that I would be able to keep for myself. Now, the specific halacha that's really going to underpin our Mishnah, something that the Mishnah doesn't mention explicitly, but the Rav very much mentions it, and that is, there's a halacha in Shviyos known as Biur. So, there's a concept of Biur in Trumas and Maestris. There's also a concept of Biur as it relates to Shviyos. So, what's the halacha of Biur as it relates to Shviyos? The halacha is that if a person has a field, Shemitah comes, the field has to be Hefker. Hefker means that you have to allow people in. Now, it also means that if I want to take for myself, there's nothing prohibiting me from taking it for myself. However, there's a very technical halacha that says that the only time I'm allowed to store, emphasis on store, my own peros shviyos inside my house is if I have peros that are of the same exact nature inside the field. So, for example, if I have corn in the fields, I'm allowed to have some of the corn from my field inside my house. But once it's kalam and asada, once there are no more corn inside the field, so then I would have to take all the corn from my house, and I would have to go, and I would have to bring it into the field. Now, there was a machloikis tanoim, machloikis that's going to be discussed later in the Masechta. What happens once this man of beer passes? Once this time where it's presumed that it's already kolam in azadah. So I have to take what I have in my field and I have to bring it outside the field. Okay, does that mean I'm not allowed to have it anymore? Or am I still allowed to have it? And this was a grace of machloikis. There were tanoim that held that once this man beer passes, at that point, I'm not allowed to have anything from it anymore. At that point, it belongs 100% to Danim. So up until this man beer, even though my field is half good, doesn't mean I'm not allowed to have anything. Once this man beer comes and passes, at that point, I can't have anything from it anymore. But there were other Tanam that were chaylik. They argued, and they said, no, Perishvius is hefker, that's true, but it doesn't mean it has to go exclusively to Daniyim. This is not Meiser Oni, this is not stock of money. It's hefker, so it's something that Daniyim have to be able to have a chaylik in it. Just because it's my beer passed doesn't necessarily mean that I myself shouldn't have to have any chaylik on it. Either way, we're going to straddle these two ideas, the Metzias of Luf versus this halachic debate as it relates to once this man beer passes, whether the usher, quote unquote, the balabas, is allowed to have hana from his peiros or is not allowed to have hana from his peiros. And with that, hakdama, mishnah gimel, luf, sha'avra olav shviyas. So a person had luf, Shvi'is passed. Rabbi Eliezer says, Im loktu aniyim es alav lakatu. In the event that the aniyim during the Shvi'is year, they took the alim of the loaf, so obviously, whatever they took. That's stating the obvious. The im lav, and if not, yas the cheshbenu aniyim. If, however, the year of Shvi'is already passed, which means, says the Rab, that the zman beer also passed. So at that point, it comes out that the leaves of the loaf are going to have a chelik of it that's shvius and a chelik of it is not shvius. Because like we said, that the loaf is unique, that the alim are going to grow for an extended period of time. So the balabas has to make a cheshbon together with the aniyim. The cheshbon that he has to make is, he has to figure out what percentage of the alim grew during shvius, what percentage grew after shvius. Whatever grew during shvius, he has to give dafka to the aniyim, and whatever grew after shvius, that he'd be able to keep for himself. What's the pshat? The reason is because Rabbi Eliezer holds, says the Rav, that once the zman beer passes, the balabais is not allowed to have any hanoi from it anymore. He has to give it to the aniyim. If he has to give it to the aniyim, yasa cheshbon aniyim. He has no choice but to make a cheshbon to aniyim. Rabbi Shua argues. He says, im lok to aniyim es alav lakot. Again, stating the obvious, if the aniyim took during shvius, they took during shvius. V'im lav, if however they did not take during shvius, ein la aniyim alav cheshbon. The aniyim can't come with tainus. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua, in contrast to Rabbi Eliezer, holds that even after the Zman Beer, the Balabais is allowed to eat and is allowed to keep the Peiris. There's no din that it has to go dafka to the Aniyim. Therefore, the Aniyim have no Schus Taina, it's Mamon She'en Olof Toivim. They can't come now and say, we want you to, I don't owe you anything. As a result, they would be able to keep it. So Mishnah Dalet again is going to discuss Luf, and it's going to discuss the Metzias of Luf that underpinned Mishnah Beis, that we recapped a little bit before Mishnah Gimel, which is that Luf was something that was stored inside the ground, says the Mishnah. Luf shel erev shvius, shenichnes l'shvius. So someone had Luf, the Luf finished growing erev shvius. Now it's shvius, and it's inside the ground. This person, as we're going to see in a minute, is going to want to take the luf out of the ground. And the Mishnah is going to discuss how exactly you go about taking it out of the ground. The same would be true not for luf, but for betzolim, which are onions, hakitzoinim. So the Rav says, what does kitzoinim mean? It's miloshin kayetz. Summer, these are summer onions. V'chein pua shel idis. So a pua is a certain dye. It's a plant that they would produce a red dye from, and it's pua shel idis. Idis is miloshin idis. Hagdela besada shmeina. It grows in a zaftiga piece of property. The Bekitzer, all these things finish growing before Shvius. Right now it's Shvius, they're not growing anymore. There's no question of Kedusha Shvius. The question, however, is, can I take it out of the ground? They're stored in the ground, so I want to take it out. Could I or could I not? Why should I be able to? I don't know. Why not? Why should I not be able to? Because it looks like you're working in your field. It looks like you're chayresh. It looks like you're digging. So the question is, am I allowed to? Am I not allowed to? What's the halacha? Bishami says, yeah, you can take it out of the ground. However, you have to do it with a shinui. You can't use a tool that's made out of metal. That would be the normal way to do it. You have to use wood. Bishami says, no, you don't have to use marufa yishaleitz, which is a shinui. You can use a kardim, which is a more traditional word that you find in these contexts, right? That's the regular tool. And it can even be made of matches. Everyone is made of b'pushal tzlois. Meaning, even Beshami, that was Machmed that said, that when you're going to take these things out of the ground, you have to make sure you use kardum shel aids or marufa shel aids. But they themselves are made that you can go lakula in the event that the pua, this plant, wasn't a pua shel idis, wasn't growing in this fatty land, but rather it was bepua shel tzlois. So the Rav has two pshatim, what tzlois is. His first pshat is, he says tzlois is miloshin tzlois. So swap the tzadi with a samach, as if it would say sela. Sela is a rock. So if the pua is in this rocky terrain, so over there it's not the derech for a person to work at all, right? That's not usually a place that people are zeireya, then achayrish over there. So there, sha'ikr noisabar tumen shal matches, there you wouldn't have to have a shinoi, there wouldn't be a problem. So really, Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Beis are very similar. They're both predicated on the same mitzias, where people would store the wolf inside the ground. Mishnah Beis was discussing, can I put the luf in the ground on Shvius? And Mishnah Dalet is discussing, how do I take the luf out of the ground on Shvius?